it's very disappointing to hear that this tender is in trouble and that there's serious delays in regard to it. Obviously, the large extension to Sligo University Hospital is something that's long overdue. We have a huge crisis in the hospital in regard to people on trolleys and people not being able to get moved up into wards when they're ill and when they end up in a situation in the emergency department. And that is only going to be resolved by having more capacity in the acute hospital. And one of the big, I suppose, challenges here is to ensure that we get the bed capacity built up as quickly as possible. And that's about accommodation, it's about opening up wards, and it's about building new wards and building new facilities. And this new facility, which has been talked about for years now, you know, really needs to happen with haste. I think it's an example of, you know, how these processes that government have put in place are so cumbersome and difficult that we find that it's difficult to get contractors sometimes for to take on the contracts and for to go ahead with them. And we also, of course, recognise that even when they are built, there's a huge problem in capacity around getting staffing for these units as well. But it's very frustrating to hear that we're in a situation where this contract may be in trouble and may be in difficulty. And I would certainly be, and I will be today, writing to the Minister for Health and to the Department of Health, looking for an intervention to ensure that this can be resolved and moved ahead with haste, because we need to get these units opened up as quickly as possible for the people of the North West in general.
And Martin, we know the pressure that staff are under at the moment. We see the hospital waiting lists that are published every day from the INMO. We have seen protests from Forza members, from INMO members, from SIPDU members outside the hospital as well. This is going to add further pressure to them, isn't it?
It is. It's adding more pressure to the situation, because for many people that have to be admitted to hospital, the difficulty is there's no place in the wards for them to go, and the wards are already understaffed. So, you know, we need to get this facility in place as quickly as possible. Of course, many of the people that end up on trolleys in our emergency departments are there because they haven't got diagnostics in time. They went to their GP maybe 6 months ago, and the GP said, you need to get a scan, or you need to get a scope, or you need to get a test, and I'll give you a referral, and they're on a waiting list for 6 months, a year, 2 years. And while they're on the waiting list, they're deteriorating at home. If they could get in and get their diagnostics done quicker, we would have a situation where they could be on a care plan and wouldn't end up in the emergency department and on a trolley and waiting to get a bed in an acute hospital. So a lot of this comes back to, you know, ensuring that we get a system that works properly. And that system working properly requires adequate staffing, but it also requires the number of beds in our hospitals to be increased dramatically. And that's something that we need to do across the country.